Hi, my name is Tracy Farr, and welcome to another episode of The Bathrobe Monologues. We Americans own too much stuff. We have dishes we don't use stacked in our cabinets, clothes we don't wear hanging in our closets, and exercise equipment just wasting away under our beds. Our stuff is in control of our lives, and we're just members of the studio audience waiting for someone to tell us to clap. Well, my friends, I plan to do something about all my stuff. I'm going to simplify the way I live, regain control of my closet space, and give everything I own to the welfare of others. Everything, that is, except for my tent and my sleeping bag. My tent is the most amazing thing you've ever seen. It's not a cheap Mega Mart tent. It's a good four-season tent that's just as cozy in the winter as it is in the summer. Combined with my Polar Expedition sleeping bag, I could go camping in Antarctica and remain as warm as a surfer on the beach in Malibu. Okay, I'll probably never get to Antarctica, but that's not the point. I have them just in case I do. Everything else I own is just stuff, but my tent and sleeping bag, they're essentials, just like my collection of books. I have so many books, it would be easier for me to open up my own library than to haul them away. If you like mystery books, I have a shelf full. If you like scary books, I have three shelves full. Autobiographies? You name it, I got it. Books on photography? They're coming out my ears. Books on relationships and turning yourself into a better person? Sorry, I got rid of that stuff a long time ago. Every book that I own is special in its own right. All my other stuff is getting tossed out, but the books are staying, along with my record collection. Old records are not stuff, and I could no more give them away than I could give away my DVD and CD collections. I used to listen to my records all the time, but I don't anymore because my record player is broken. Now my records just sit on a shelf in the living room, waiting to be played. And I'm not going to get rid of my record player, because one of these days, I might get around to fixing it. Nope, I can never give away my records, just as I could never give away my four guitars. Now, you might think my guitars are just more stuff, but I disagree. They're just as much a part of me as is my banjo and my trumpet, harmonica, two homemade didgeridoos, three rain sticks, 13 penny whistles, 21 bamboo flutes, and my goat-skinned Irish boudron, which my family doesn't know anything about, so please, let's just keep that secret. Everything else? That's stuff. So here's what I'm thinking. I believe all of our problems, global warming, high gas prices, home foreclosures, unemployment, all of our problems stem from the fact that we just have too much stuff. Without stuff, our world would be a much better place. We would be better people. And our children wouldn't stress out about what they're going to do with all of our stuff when we kick the bucket. So I ask you, do you have piles of clothes stacked up so high you're afraid to make loud noises because it might start an avalanche? Do you have nicks and knacks of all shapes and sizes covering every inch of usable floor and table space? Do you have to use a machete to cut back your stuff to make trails through your bedroom? If you said yes, then join me as I say, no more stuff. Together, with the help of some hefty trash bags, we can change the world, or at least, our closets.